I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, April 2nd. Quincy City Council President and Ward 3 Councilor Ian Kane is running for U.S. Senate. Kane filed paperwork yesterday to officially run as a Republican for the U.S. Senate seat currently held by incumbent Elizabeth Warren. The 41-year-old Kane says he'll make an official announcement later this month. Kane changed his party affiliation from unenrolled to Republican in February. He previously was a registered Democrat. Kane has served on the Quincy City Council since 2016 and was reelected to his fifth two-year term in November. He became City Council President in January. There are five other Republican candidates seeking Warren's Senate seat. Kane said that he would continue to serve on the City Council while running for Senate. The Quincy City Council is considering a request from Mayor Thomas Koch to borrow $157 million for two parking garages in Quincy Center. Those new garages would be built at the site of the former Ross parking garage. One garage would be for the new Atlantic Development property at the current site of the IHOP restaurant. The second garage would service the new medical office complex proposed by Fox Rock Properties. The developments are the next steps in the Quincy Center redevelopment project. Mayor Thomas Koch says that revenue from the new development would be used to pay for the new garages. The City Council Finance Committee is reviewing the request. The City Council also considering whether to expand the Quincy Center redevelopment project to include the Star Market and Grossman's Plaza on the other side of the Bergen Parkway. There are 16 new firefighters on the job in Quincy. The new recruits were sworn in during a ceremony yesterday in the Great Hall at Quincy City Hall. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch, Fire Chief Joe Jackson attended along with the firefighters' families and colleagues. The new firefighters are Timothy Barry, Jake DeFranco, Lorenzo Scarnisi, Andrew Brown, Jonathan Melanson, Edward Walsh, Liam Ball, Rance Gillespie, John Lawler, Jason Mitchell, Kevin Yang, Sean Keneally, Matthew Jay, Nicholas McGowie, Peter Sanatori, and Joshua Rodriguez. The new recruits now begin an intense training program. An elderly Quincy man has been reported missing. 83-year-old Sing Chun Law was last seen around 3 p.m. yesterday when he left his home on Freeman Street in Wollaston to take his usual walk, which the family says usually lasts about 35 minutes. Law reportedly suffers from dementia. He's described as being 5'6", 130 pounds, last seen wearing a blue jacket, white hat, jeans, and sneakers. Anyone with any information about his whereabouts is asked to contact Quincy Police at 617-479-1212. Cases of road rage are on the rise in Massachusetts and across the country, according to AAA. The agency said it's an issue that has grown over the last decade and exacerbated after the pandemic. More often than not, AAA says those losing their cool tend to have instant regret. AAA said there were nearly 900 crashes in Massachusetts from 2021 to 2023 where someone's emotional state was a contributing factor. In two of those cases, someone died. AAA said a lot of aggressive driving comes from people running late. They advise you to give yourself extra time on the road to allow you to remain calm and be far less likely to be triggered by people who are, quote, looking to push your buttons. The USS Constitution is holding a free lottery for a chance to be on the ship as it goes underway in Boston Harbor. The lottery is open to the general public, and 150 people will be randomly selected. They'll join the USS Constitution crew as they go underway on July 4th. Each person selected will be able to bring one guest. Passengers will learn about the history of Old Ironsides and get a front row seat as the crew fires a 21-gun salute in honor of Independence Day. A link to enter the lottery will be posted on the USS Constitution Facebook and Instagram pages beginning today. The lottery will be open until May 2nd. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 240. The NASDAQ rose 17. And the S&P is down 10. Asian stocks also mixed after Wall Street retreated as surprisingly strong U.S. manufacturing data cast doubt over how soon the Fed might cut interest rates. The dollar rose, the euro slipped, and oil at $84 a barrel. In sports, Celtics beat Charlotte 118-104, and they'll take on the Oklahoma City Thunder at the Garden tomorrow night at 7:30. The Bruins are in Nashville tonight at 8 o'clock. The Red Sox beat the A's 9-0. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Mostly cloudy today, high 47 degrees. Some rain late tonight, low of 39. Tomorrow begins our long-lasting nor'easter with wind and rain. High tomorrow, 43. Wind and rain continues into tomorrow night. And on Thursday as well, there may be a little wet snow mixed in on Thursday. The high of 39 degrees. Friday could see some morning snow showers and then some afternoon rain, high of 45, and could be rather damp into the first part of Saturday as well. For the boater today, waves about a foot, northeast winds 5 to 10 knots. Next high tide, 6:32 p.m. Sunrise, 6:23, set at 7:11. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, April 2nd.